From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Oh, welcome to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM, The Fan. I am Mike McGivern, my co-host for the first segment. She is the vice president of Nary Milwaukee and the owner of Milestone Plumbing, Jesse Canizzaro. Jesse, how are you today?
Good, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks a lot for joining me for a few minutes today. You know, we're coming close. Next month, the 2021 Spring Home Improvement Show out at State Fair Park for Nary. And I know the last couple of weeks been pretty active with Nary members signing up and booths getting booked. I'm excited to have that show in May this year.
I agree. And I think with the weather getting nicer, people are excited to get back out and have consumers coming in to meet them. A lot of people have been talking about planning. They know the construction industry is super busy and that they need to get their contractors lined up, get their selections ordered, because supply chain has been a little bit of a challenge. So there's a lot of excitement, and I think we're going to see a really great attended show.
Hey, Jesse, when you talk about supply chain being a little bit delayed, and I don't know if the average homeowner understands what that means, and can we talk a little bit about that? Because that's really been a big part of some of the reasons that people have to hold off. Companies are pushing it back a little bit. To where they can start the project, because it's difficult at times to get the supplies in.
No, agreed. And, you know, contractors are getting much better about educating their homeowners on what to expect. I can tell you that even in the plumbing world, we've seen prices on materials slowly increasing, so we're keeping a close eye on that. And it's not just COVID. You know, the weather that hit Texas, the resin plants down there took a beating. So there's a lot of planning that goes into making sure that the materials are all acquired. Fixture delays, I tell people, the best thing to do right now, get your selections made, get the contractor permission to get them ordered, and make sure everything comes in before you start demoing. And what that helps is it will delay the amount of time that project sits waiting for things that might hit a supply chain hiccup.
Yeah, and I think that's really important information, and people need to understand that if they're thinking that they want to do something this summer, it's going to be difficult. Depending on the scope of the project, if you're looking at a major remodel of your kitchen and bath or your master bedroom, you need to understand that most Nary members, because they're the best of the best, are going to be out, 5-6 months sometimes.
Yeah, and we try to educate that with homeowners too. Everybody gets excited. Remodeling is fun. Getting a space transformed it can be a really great experience. And those people sometimes are in such a hurry to get their project started that they start to look at who's available first. That's a terrible way to pick somebody that's appropriate for your home. You want to make sure that they're vetted, which is why we use Nary contractors. And you want to make sure that the selections, everything's been picked ahead of time so that you can have a really good experience. Craigslist might be great for some things, but if, you work hard to earn that money, that's not where I would look to figure out who to use for the next big project.
Yeah, I agree. And I'll tell you, Jesse is the vice president of Nary. She has the servant leadership heart. And I want to thank her for that. We're only going to have her on for the first segment today. But I want to thank her for all the things that her and the people at Milestone Plumbing and the people at Nary. She's a perfect fit for Nary because she grew up understanding the servant leadership heart and has continued this throughout her adulthood and certainly with this company, Milestone Plumbing. And I know a lot of the things that you do behind the scenes that not many people do. And I wanted on the air just to say thank you for that.
Well, thank you, Mike. And we truly believe in the industry and want to do everything we can to make great experiences. So we are very passionate about what we do. And I think it shows across our entire team as well as across the entire Nary organization.
Hey, Jess, when you talk about servant leadership heart, I don't know if there's anybody that comes to mind more than somebody who's given you know, back to our country. Somebody who is been part of the military and served our country. And we have three guests next, and I want to start with a guy who hasn't been on our show before, but I want to thank him for his service to our country. We're talking to the boys over at Royal Chimney Services, and Howard Rowell and Josh Foster we have had on, and Howard is the owner, and he knows everything there that anybody needs to know about chimneys. But his son Jake is part of his team as well. We have not had Jake on, and I can tell you that his background, you know, he served in the military, and he not only did he serve in the military, but he was a Marine. And those guys I got a whole lot of respect for. Hey, Jake, how you doing today?
Good, Mike. Thanks for asking. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. And before we get into anything with Royal, I just want to say thank you for your service. And I really believe that servant leadership heart is something that you have to join the military. And you obviously have that. And just want to say thank you for that.
Well, I appreciate it. It was my honor. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, so now let's dive right into it. What's it like working for your dad? I would love to work for him, but I don't know. You know, I don't know if I'd want my son working for me.
Well, it's a little different. You know, as you get older, it gets better. Let's
sure.
put it that way. You know, the younger teen years, you know how things can go a little sideways on you sometimes. But I think over the years, we've really grown to communicate company standard-wise. And kind of leave the home at home and keep it more professional at work. So it's turned out really well.
Hey, Jake, I can tell you that when we could be in studio and we'd go to a break, your dad's really proud of you.
Oh.
You know, as fathers, and I'm a father of two and a grandfather of four, sometimes it's hard for us to tell our kids that, but he's really, really proud and very happy that you work with him, as he would say. Hey, Howard, how you doing? Howard Rowell is the owner of Royal Chimney Services, and it's good to talk to you again, sir. How you been?
Good to talk to you too, Mike. Great to be here this morning.
Hey, it's a perfect time to have you guys on. Let's talk a little bit about Royal Chimney Services. They're located on Dearborn in Wauwatosa, royalchimney.com. One word, royalchimney.com. As we talk with Howard Rowell, Josh Foster, and Jake Rowell, any questions you have about chimneys, go to royalchimney.com and call them at 771-2282. It's a 414 area code, 771-2282. And Howard, this time of year, I think people have to understand that it's important to start making sure that your chimney is cleaned and ready to go when you're gonna start a fire again in the fall. But people kind of like shut it down and forget about it for a while. Not the best thing to do at this point.
Well, that's exactly right, Mike. What happens is, you know, we had a little teaser here a couple of weeks ago with the high temperatures and everything. And as Wisconsin goes, you know, winter is never officially over until, okay, June, you can put your snow shovels away for sure. Beyond that, you don't know. I mean, just the 10-day weather, you know, you got mid-30s for lows next week that we're looking at. So some people are still using their fireplaces out there. But spring, right after the burning season, that is the best time. That is the most cost-effective time for you to have it done. Well, there are spring specials that are going on. And you really don't want to leave creosote inside the chimney all during the humid summer months. It gets very acidic and caustic on the interior of the clay liner system as well as the metal parts components within the chimney. And not to mention when you get into the dog days of summer, July, August, you start getting that smell like it's a sausage smokehouse in your house, and you're wondering what's going on. And that's that creosote, that's off-gassing. That's not a good thing. It's your chimney's way of reminding you, hey, I need some attention here. Don't forget about me. So the sooner that you call, the better, right after you're done burning, so that you avoid the fall rush. Too many people wait until fall, and then you have big backlogs. Even though we have the most certified sweeps in the state, we have 10, SIA certified chimney sweeps, the crushing load that comes in fall, you start looking at backlog. And now if our sweep gets out there and sweeps it and says, oh, and you have an issue here that needs to be dealt with, now you're looking at another delay of 3 or 4 weeks before you can start using that. So early call is always the best.
You know, each time that Howard comes on, I tell this story because it was just, I think Karma was with my son Matthew and I that day. My son Matthew is purchasing for him and his wife their first home, and the morning that Howard was in studio, he had an inspection. There was a problem with the chimney, and I was telling Howard, he said, give me the address. Let me take a run over there. I'll take a look at it, and before he, you know, signs on any dotted line, let me tell you what he's in for. And Howard left the studio, drove to this home to meet my son, and walked him through exactly what he needed to do to get the chimney fixed before they bought the house. And I always thank Howard for that because it was a really big deal. The calming effect that he had on my son and his wife, Kiara, and it worked out really well. So thank you for that. We're also joined by Josh Foster. And, you know, we talked about our father and son and Jake and Howard working together. But, you know, Josh Foster's been at Royal Chimney for a long time, for almost 20 years now. He's a lead mason. And now he has his son working alongside of him as a mason apprentice. It's like a family affair over at Royal Chimney. Josh Foster, how you doing?
Good, Mike. How you been?
Good. How's our neighborhood? We're neighbors.
Yeah.
Things are going okay, right?
Everything's looking good around, you know, so far this year.
so far, not bad. Hey, how was work for you, Josh? Pretty busy this time of year?
Yeah, coming out of winter, you know, I mean, we had real cold spells in winter and been having a lot of backlog of work, you know, that we couldn't get to last fall and winter just due to the temperatures and the weather. So yeah, coming into spring here, you know, we're starting off pretty busy, you know, getting to these jobs, these big masonry jobs, and getting a lot of the leaking flashings and things like that starting to get fixed now. And of course we got in this weather pattern of all this spring rain, so it's going to perpetuate more leaks that we're obviously going to have to get out and fix.
Yeah, this is going to rain pretty much all weekend. Hey, what is your son's name that's working with you?
Evan.
Did Evan realize how hard his daddy worked before he started working with you?
It was actually a little bit of a rude awakening to him. Like you said, I've been here 20 years now, and, you know, he just would always see me go off to work and come home, you know, kind of tired and dirty. And now that he actually sees what I do, I think he has a newfound respect for how hard I've been working all these years.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I'll tell you what, if there's any questions you have regarding chimneys, Royal Chimney Services, yeah, Howard Rowell's been around a really long time. Not that he's old, but he's been in this business a long time, and this company is the best of the best in this area. It is royalchimney.com, 414-771-2282, and we've got a ton of questions for these guys coming up. Hey, Jess, before we let you go, I'm on the NARI website, and you can go to NARIMilwaukeeHomeShow.com, or if you just go to the NARI Milwaukee website, you can go to the spring show, May 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and I haven't been on here for a week, and I can tell you that they've really updated the schedule for things that are going to be happening out there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Look, Mad Dog and Merrill, you know they're going to be there. And my favorite, Melinda Myers, just draws a huge crowd. But they've got some really good things coming up. And taking a look at some of the people that are speaking. And I'll be out there with the Guess the Price game show, and I'll be introducing some people. So I'm looking forward to that. But I'm getting excited now, Jess. This thing is just about here.
And, it, you know, the other thing I'm excited to see, those are all great, you know, draws. And you're right, they're always well-attended events. But seeing the new products in person, because I have not been out to see what new products have been hitting the market, flooring, lighting. It's always cool to see inside of the booths what the contractors are bringing in to show the public. That's how we learn about that stuff. And you can see and touch it and feel it. I'm a very kinesthetic learner, so looking at a website is never what I prefer to do. So I'm looking forward to see what our contractors are putting in their booths this year.
Yeah, I am not either. And to look on a website, I have a hard time. But if I can feel it and touch it and ask questions about it, and I agree with you, because between, you know, doing PA mentions and introducing people up on the stage or wherever we're going to be doing that, I get a chance to walk around and just talk to different NERI members and, you know, find out how they're doing and introduce myself and ask them to, if they haven't been on the show, to come on the show. But then I go in their booth and take a look at that. And it's always really interesting to me. And then, Jess, I'll sit and listen to some of the people that are walking the show and the questions that they ask. And it's funny for me because some people are just asking the first most basic of questions. But now there's also people that are getting right down to making that decision. And they're asking very specific questions to a number of remodelers to find out who they're most comfortable with. And their project's ready to go.
And that's how you establish trust, right? Face-to-face, meeting the people that are going to be working in your home and helping with that big investment. So I'm excited as well, Mike, for next month's show.
Hey, Jess, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it. Now, you might want to listen to the rest of the show because this is, you know, fathers and sons, you know, working together. We haven't had a mom and sons working together, but we might have that. A few years from now.
We got some time. Yeah, we're not quite there. But Jake's a friend of mine, and I have an immense amount of respect for Jake's dad. It's kind of like in school. You remember you always really liked your friend's parents. Howard is a great man. He's been a great mentor. They're right next door to us, so we are lucky and fortunate to see their team all the time, and they run a very well-run operation. Whenever a client has any needs, they are our go-to. I have them on speed dial on my phone. We give referrals out every week. They run a very outstanding company.
Well, you know, Jess, it's funny because I tell that story about Howard as often as I can. He never hesitated. He said, Mike, I got this. You know what? Let me run over there. Take me an hour. It's not a big deal. And you've done the same thing for my kids. So it doesn't surprise me that you guys are friendly because you guys run companies that are very similar. And with that whole thought of it's all about our customers, it's all about people we can help. And when I've called you or I've called Howard, man, you guys have been there immediately for any of my family members or any of my friends. So I want to thank both you guys for that. Hey, Jess, we're running a little bit late. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Get all that work done today that you told me you got to get done.
Thanks, Mike. I look forward to seeing you at the show.
You got it. That's Jesse Canizero. She's the vice president, NERI Milwaukee, owner of Milestone Plumbing. We're going to get to a break. The rest of the show, Howard Rowell, Jake Rowell, and Josh Foster. These are the guys from Royal Chimney Services. Go to royalchimney.com for any questions regarding your chimney. This is the NERI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back to the NERI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM, The Fan. Completely changed our bumper music idea for today. Kind of like father and son type shows. You know, songs. Family Affairs coming up next from Sly and the Family Stone. We're joined by Howard Rowell and Jake Rowell and Josh Foster. But his son works for Royal Chimney Services as well. Hey, Howard. When I let it be known to the people where I work that we've got, here's who's coming on the NERI show. Does anybody have any questions? I can tell you that I got a number of questions alongside a couple of text messages already this morning. And the first question that I got was from a woman that I work with. And she asked this, when I build a fire in my upstairs fireplace, I get smoke from the basement fireplace. Is there anything that I should be doing with that?
Well, let's see how my training has paid off. I'll be monitoring. Let's let Jake answer that question.
You know what? I've got a couple for Jake, too, so let's start with Jake on that. Jake, okay. Let me reread that question for you. And this is from Sally, a woman I work with. When I build a fire in my upstairs, I seem to get smoke from the basement fireplace.
Yes, that's a very common issue, especially with dual fireplaces on a home like that. Absolutely, we should come out there, give it a good sweep and service, and then a video scan inspection. We need to isolate the problem. Not only is it unpleasing, you know, nobody wants to have a fire and then go downstairs, and, well, we can't hang out downstairs now because it's all smoke. It might not be the best situation for feeling that warm and fuzzy for lighting your fire upstairs. There could be internal damages. The smoke could actually be transferring through the chimney flue to the other one halfway up if there's some cracks or open voids, and that's never a good thing. So if the video scan shows everything is fine and perfect, it could be a house pressure issue then. And there are ways around that by we can install top-mounted dampers, things like that, to eliminate that crossover of smoke. But it's definitely recommended to have one of our certified techs out there to take a look at it. And it's very rare if we can't come up with a affordable solution to get that problem corrected.
Yeah, Jake nailed it. That's the answer. The first thing that the sweep has to determine when he goes out there is, when is this happening? And then isolate, is this a cross-communication problem between multiple flues, voids in adjacent flues that's happening, or is the smoke actually exiting out, and because of the close proximity up on top, that it's thermosiphoning down the adjacent flue? In today's homes, a lot of times you have mitigation systems, you have radon systems that are causing pressures on the house, you have exhaust fans, dryers, and we've been taught throughout the years, what do you do to your house? Make it really tight. New windows, new doors, everything. Make it super tight. And when you start sucking air out of the house, thermosiphoning is the technical term where it can be brought down the adjacent flue. And they're trained to help isolate that and go through the house as a system as far as what could be causing this pressure problem and having the smoke come down into the basement fireplace.
Jake, are you okay with that answer from Howard? Because if not, we can
expand
on that.
He could be up for a rebuttal here. I'm going to go ahead and agree with him on that one.
Yeah, you know what? You're a good boy. You are a good boy. I'll tell you what. After your answer, Jake, I was going to say, Howard, who? We know Howard, what? Get out of here. All we need is Jake Rowell, Rural Chimney Services. Hey, Josh, question for you. I got a phone call last night from a buddy of mine who heard the promo that you guys were coming on. And his chimney, he knows he needs some work up there. And he had, and I said, don't do that. He had like a buddy's uncle's sister's cousin's friend come out. And he said, look, I think all you need is some minor tuck pointing. This is an old house, and I think he needs to have you guys come out, and especially you, if possible, or you and your son, to give him that. Is it tuck pointing that I need, or do I need an entire rebuild? And my question to you, Josh, is what determines that for you? When you go out and say, okay, look, we could do some tuck pointing, but that's going to put a Band-Aid on a major problem. I mean, what do you see that determines for you what you recommend for the homeowner?
Well, yeah, tuck pointing, there's a common misconception out there that, and we get calls all the time, you know, where customers will have us come out, say, I think I need a little bit of tuck pointing, and you look and you see brick laying on the roof, pieces of brick on the ground. Tuck pointing is meant to address the mortar or grout between the brick. So if the existing brick are still in good shape, they aren't cracked, they aren't crumbling, and the structure of the chimney seems sound, but it looks like just some of the mortar in between the brick is starting to erode or crack, you know, that's where tuck pointing is applicable. But if you got pieces of brick laying down, or, you know, you got big structure cracks going through the brick, that's beyond the point of tuck pointing. At that point, it's either replacing brick if they're kind of sporadic on a bigger structure. But usually there's a point to where when there's enough brick that are damaged or the structure has been compromised, at that point it needs to be taken down to a solid point, either at the roof line, sometimes below the roof line, and be rebuilt up. Tuck pointing is not meant for structural applications, and we see it all the time. We get a lot of calls in where the customer says, yeah, I think we just need a little bit of tuck pointing, and we come out there, and like you said, you know, somebody has been up there and just smeared mortar on it time and time again, trying to save it, and it's just beyond the point of tuck pointing.
And here's the problem, Josh, we see out there, Mike, is that once you're relying on brother-in-law connections and things like that, they're really not expert bricklayers. That's not their forte. They're good with a caulk gun and a popsicle stick and maybe a little bit of mortar and a dabble do you type of thing. And that's really not the right prescription to be writing in a lot of cases. We get out there and analyze what is the condition of the existing mortar. Is it deteriorating from the inside out? Are you trying to press new mortar up against sandy mortar? That's always a recipe for disaster. And a lot of times we get called in later in the game of, you know, I've had this chimney addressed 5 times over and now the company's not answering the phone. Can you help me out? And that's where we come out there and really take a look at it and say, okay, this is what's going on and this is what we would recommend so that, you know, this is not something that you're trying to readdress every year. Somebody's not getting to the root of the problem and writing the right prescription for you.
And look, Royal Chimney Service has been around a long time, and Howard has been in this business. They are here, they're local, and what they want to do is make sure that your job is done correctly. And that's the key, and they can do all of that. If it is a rebuild, you know, Josh Foster and his team can come out and do that. They will be 100% straight with you and say, look, no, I think we can do some tuck pointing to get this fixed for you, or this is going to have to be a rebuild, but we can certainly handle that as well. It's royalchimney.com. One word, royalchimney.com. To go to their website and get any questions that you have answered. Before we get to a break, you know, first segment, we thanked Jake Rowell for his service in the Marine Corps. He was in the Marine Corps for 6 years, now works with his dad and with Josh at Royal Chimney Services. Hey, Jake, what was it like for an ex-Marine to go to the White House and be part of the sweeping and maintenance crew at the White House? That had to be something pretty special for you.
It was. It was very surreal. Not only just being there, you know, even a regular civilian feels the pride and the history of being in the house, but when you've actually, you know, served in the military as well and you can see, you pick up on the little things that operate around the White House and things like that, the security measures, everything like that. That was all very cool. I really liked observing how they operate and things like that. It kind of brought back the memories of the old days. But it was very surreal. You know, you get a new sense of pride that, well, I served protect this White House, and now I'm doing this to protect this White House. So it kind of just went hand in hand. It was pretty awesome experience.
Man, that's good. He is Jake Rowell. Thank you for that. Jake is one of Royal's 10 certified sweeps. He is the supervisor of their sweep and inspection department, overseeing all proposals and inspection reports. The son of Howard Rowell, owner of Royal Chimney Services, and Josh Foster. He is a lead mason, and that question that we had regarding tuck pointing and rebuilding, Josh Foster can take care of all that for you. You can go to royalchimney.com, 414-771-2282, 771-2282. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, I got a number of questions for these guys, again, from Royal Chimney Services. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. I want to thank Jesse Cannizzaro, owner of Milestone Plumbing, for being my co-host that first segment. And I asked her if it was okay if we just kept her the first segment, because got a lot of questions for these three guys from Royal Chimney Services. Howard Rowell is the owner, Jake Rowell, his son, and Josh Foster. And hey, Jake, I'm going to start with you, and I'm going to get through a bunch of questions that I have for you guys in this segment. How often should somebody's chimney be cleaned?
Well, it's a national standard that it should be inspected annually. So, and then it's service as needed. So even if you only had one fire over the winter time, it should be inspected every year. A lot of things can happen just by one fire. So it should be inspected annually and service as needed. If you're just a holiday burner, maybe have one or two fires a year, it probably doesn't need to be actually swept out every year, but it should absolutely be inspected annually. So we use that as our, you know, we have our trained technicians, our certified technicians out there that make that judgment call for the homeowner and explain to them what kind of service should be done at that time, but bare minimum, at least an inspection every year.
That's very important knowledge right there. And, you know, Howard, with doing prep work and some of the talking points that you had sent me, I was really surprised. The latest stats from Product Safety Commission, 23,000 chimney fires annually, with over 15,000 emergency trips to the hospital due to carbon monoxide poisoning each year. And those numbers just jumped off the page at me. I didn't know that there were that many fires with chimneys annually, and the amount of emergency trips just was a number way above what I thought it would be.
It is a shocking number, Mike, and unfortunately, the only time that you hear about it is when it's really devastating out there. A lot of people have small chimney fires or incidents that don't make the news or headlines but still cause damage and little red trucks coming in their driveway with the lights going and things like that. Like last year, for example, Rachel Ray, celebrity chef, August 9th. Chimney-related fire in the fireplace, massive damage to her house in upstate New York. I think it just about took it down to the ground.
Right.
A lot of damage on there. So it's no respecter of persons out there, and it happens all too frequently out there. Everybody thinks, oh, well, that happens to somebody else, until it happens to them or somebody that they know, and then it makes it to the front burner on the must-do list. And another misconception out there is if somebody had always thought about having their chimney looked at and swept, you know, we should probably have it looked at. We've been here 20 years, and we really haven't had it looked at. And maybe we should have it swept. And we go in there and sweep it. Sometimes we find damage, sometimes not. And they think they're good for another 20 years. And that's not really the way it works. Because you can be in a dangerous situation, like Jake said, in as short as 1 year's period of time. All it takes is 1/8 inch of creosote buildup in there in the right conditions, and you're a prime candidate for one of those chimney fires.
Hey, Josh, when we talk about, you know, what Royal Chimney does as far as chimney repairs, water leaks, flashing repair, relining, is that all things that you guys do at Royal Chimney Services?
Yeah, definitely. Pretty much anything and everything you can do with a chimney and fireplace, we are capable of doing. Obviously, the sweeping and inspecting, you know, that's the baseline. And then we have our repair crews, which I run one of them, which can take care of repairs for damages or wear and tear that the sweeping and inspections, you know, find. But we do, yeah, flashings, you know, which is the area between the chimney and the roof,
yep.
You know, because your chimney comes up through the roof, which leaves a void, pretty much a hole in the roof. So flashings are actually a real technical and specific operation to make sure water isn't leaking down in there and getting your drywall wet and creating more damage. And then even the brickwork or even on, you know, prefabricated chimneys that are sided that have metal pans on top. You know, a lot of times in new construction, those pans are made out of, you know, plain galvanized steel that will rust over time, actually pretty quickly. So we do a lot of new stainless steel chase pans. So pretty much anything with repairing chimneys, we can take care of.
Hey, Jake, let me ask you this. With COVID-19 and every, I think, business throughout the country, maybe the world, have had to change kind of some of their ways of operating and some of the ways that they go to business. I'm wondering how that's impacted your company and how it's impacted everybody at Royal Chimney Services. And a follow-up question to that, have you guys learned some things during this last, I guess, 12, 13 months that you will continue once everything gets kind of cleaned up?
Yes. Oh, you're at Jake, you want to feel that?
Yeah, I want Jake to feel that.
COVID has definitely affected, especially when it first came out last March. Nobody knew what was going on. Nobody had the answer. Everybody was scared. Everybody locked their doors and shut out the world. Once we started getting more comfortable and realizing safety procedures, everything like that, all our certified technicians and repair crews, especially in the home, are fully masked, keeping distancing, things like that. But it really, it did slow down at first, but now we've really seen it actually take a pretty significant spike because everybody is more inclined and comfortable working from home, satellite, and having their kids at home. They're looking at their house now.
Right.
They're staring at their fireplace. They're staring at their chimney. They want to make upgrades. They want to do conversions to gas inserts, gas log fireplaces, wood-burning inserts. On that note, we do have a showroom here in Wauwatosa if anybody is interested in coming. That is by appointment only right now. But COVID really took a turn after the first few months. Once everybody started getting more and more comfortable, it really started picking business up. And that goes for all contractors out there. You just see the spike. I tell people all the time, I say, if you're looking at some type of remodel or upgrade right now, and a contractor says he can get out there and do it next week, you might want to get a second opinion. Because that's going to be my red flag, is why are they able to get to it so quickly?
I agree with that. Howard, I'm going to ask you the follow-up question to that. Are there some things that you learned as the owner of Royal Chimney Services? And again, you can go to royalchimney.com. Some things that you learned as an owner that you didn't think that you weren't doing 14 months ago, but that you'll continue, you know, on into the future, even when you know, everything gets the green light and we are back to almost normal. Are there some things that you learned for your company that you'll continue?
It was a big epiphany for myself. It's something that we've never seen in our lifetimes. And it, like Jake said, when this first rolled out a little over a year ago, nobody knew what the protocols were, what was working, what you should do out there. And like I always stress with them, following the CDC guidelines, hey, keep on doing this. Keep on doing this, not only for your safety and the customer's safety, it's just the right thing to do. And now we do it second nature. We used to think, and I mean, we deal with soot and creosote, so we were always very conscious about cleanliness and things like that. Well, little did we know, now we are really conscious and really squeaky clean. We still temp scan all of employees in the morning. We wear face coverings coming out to the customer's home, distancing, everything that everyone knows that should be done out there. So those are not going to change. Those are going to remain in effect at least for the foreseeable future, probably through the end of the year, maybe into next. But everybody's used to it. And it's not a big deal. and the customers appreciate that and expect that when we come out to their homes.
Hey, so, Howard, one quick question for you before we get to a break. I got a text from a buddy of mine who is asking you, when you hire a chimney sweep, you know, what do you look for? If somebody wants to get into that business, has interest in becoming a chimney sweep, and I think it's not for my buddy because he's about my age, but I think it might be for his son who is looking to get into the trades. When you're hiring somebody as a chimney sweep, what do you look for?
The biggest things that we look for, somebody that is just starting in during the interview process, is we find out, what are you looking for in your life? What brings fulfillment to you? What brings satisfaction for you to get up in the morning and to report to work, to see if we have a good fit, and then monitor that person is used to getting up and starting at 7:30 a.m. until the finish of the workday, 5 days a week. That's job one. That, along with core values, to see if it fits with the company culture. Company culture is very, very big with us as far as our ethics and standards. A lot of companies will measure success, Mike, by sales numbers.
Right.
At Royal Chimney, we measure it by how many customers have we made happy this week. And we don't even talk about the numbers. The numbers follow when you make customers happy and provide solutions for them. And so that's one big thing as far as the company culture. We're not top-heavy on the almighty dollar. You know, it's what's right for the customer. Give them their options. Let them make the decisions. And when they're a happy customer, they'll tell other people about us. And that's been our philosophy for 40 years.
That's a good one to stick by. We need to get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue our conversation. He is Howard Rowell. He's the owner of Royal Chimney Services. Jake Rowell and Josh Foster are joining us as well. RoyalChimney.com, 414-771-2282. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Chim chimini, chim chimini, chim chim cheree. When you're with a sweep, you're in glad company.
Nowhere is there a more.
Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, our special guest, Royal Chimney Services. Howard, it wouldn't be a show with you on it without playing that song. I got to be honest with you.
I love your music selection. They're fantastic, Mike.
Thank you very much. He is Howard Rowell. He is the owner of Royal Chimney Services, joined by his son Jake and Josh Foster. It's been almost 20 years with Royal Chimney Services. Hey, Howard, let me start with you real quick, because I think you'd probably be the one to ask this question. Any trends, new trends you've seen over the winter when it comes to inserts, you know, gas and wood, and any trends in this category of chimneys and everything that entails that you've seen over the winter?
Yes, there are. First and foremost, with people spending more time at home, working from home, schooling from home, family times together and everything, these chimneys and fireplaces have been working overtime. And it's very important to get them serviced this year in particular. If you don't get it done this year and you're going to go into the next burning season, you're going to be in trouble. You're probably not going to finish out that season without a bad experience. So it's been a very different year. We've been busy all year long, all 12 months during this pandemic, and it's because more people are spending time at home. This last year, EPA came out with new standards for their fireplace inserts and wood stoves, so those are all new product lines that have come out that all dealers have had to comply with and offered those units that do meet those standards. Supply chain that was brought out very early in the program, it's huge this year because of all different factors, what we saw last year, and it's accelerated this year now. We're getting heads up, have been, from suppliers as far as material price increases and a bottleneck in the supply chain. We've been doubling down, tripling down on our inventory supplies in anticipation of that to help alleviate extreme delays to the customers when products are involved, whether it be brick and mortar, fireplace stoves, inserts, relining material, anything that comes by freight. It's going to be a different year.
No doubt. He is Howard Rall, again, Royal Chimney Services. Hey, Jake, can I ask you, if somebody says, what's the best type of wood for me to burn in my fireplace, what recommendation would you give to them?
Pretty much any hardwood. The biggest thing is you want to make sure it's kiln dried. Get it from a quality place. We recommend Wisconsin Firewood. Anybody that is kiln drying, you know, a harder wood like oak, something like that, that's going to be your preferred wood. It's going to give you the most amount of heat off it, things like that. The real issue is when you have people cutting down trees in their backyard and they're just sitting in a pile out there and they think, well, I brought some in, it's been inside for 2 weeks, it must be dry now. Incorrect. A full dry season, if you cut a tree down outside after it's split and covered, you're probably going to want to let that sit for 2 years before it gets to its proper dry state. So the recommendation is get it from a good company, one that's respected out there. Like I said, we recommend Wisconsin Firewood and a nice hard wood like oak, and make sure it's kiln dried.
Really important. Hey, guys, I can't thank you enough for your time. And this worked really well. Jake, I know this is the first time we've had you on the show, and you did great. Yeah, you did really good. And I want to thank you for your service and all the work that you guys do. Josh Foster, always appreciate your willingness to come on and the amount of knowledge that you have when it comes to repairing your chimneys. Look, if you go to their website, royalchimney.com, if you want to see the kind of work that I'm talking about when I talk to a guy like Josh Foster, go on their website and take a look at some of the project showcase that they have. That first one, for that friend of mine who thinks he might need a little tuck pointing, I think his chimney looks quite more like the one on the left than on the right. And you'll take a good look at what kind of work that they do. And as always, Howard Rowell, thank you so much. My knowledge that you bring to this show when it comes to chimneys is just unbelievable to me. And any question I have, you'll answer. So, boys, thanks a lot. Have a great weekend. Again, royalchimney.com is the website, royalchimney.com. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM, The Fan.